only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, my friend. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell at Jim Campbell Trucking. Today, we're going to be talking about five things that every driver should do to start his day off to make sure that he has a smooth day. Please like and subscribe. Leave me any comments down below, and I'll be sure to reply back as soon as I can. It's much appreciated. Item number one, make sure you plan your day out before you move. What I mean by that is, first of all, I've talked about the importance of having a laminated atlas in the past. I'm going to go over it one more time real quick. If you don't have an atlas, a laminated atlas, get yourself one. You know, don't cheap out and buy the paper kind that can rip. You know, it's paper. It can rip, it can smudge. You pour something on it, ruins it. Laminated is plastic covered, and you know, it'll protect the has a plastic film, will protect the pages of that atlas. Now, that atlas in the very back, it lists road restrictions and road or state regulations, you know, per state for each state. It also lists in the back of that atlas any bridges, you know, the any low bridges, low underpasses, or restricted routes, you know, which stuff you need to know as a professional driver. You know, don't get caught up using GPSs and putting your full trust in a GPS. You know, especially a GPS made for a car. You know, they do sell trucker GPS. If you're going to use GPS, I'd make sure you get a trucker GPS. But even so, I wouldn't fully trust that. I still have an atlas on hand, you know, where you can look the rules, regulations, you know, road restrictions, low underpasses, so forth in the back of that atlas. And it better enables you to more efficiently plan your route point A to point B. And then you have a general idea of which way you're going to be going instead of blindly follow what, you know, the GPS tells you, you know. Anyway, don't trust that GPS. Before you pull out, make sure you have good final directions for where you're going, either to that shipper or to that receiver. Call them. You know, most of your shippers or receivers have an automated direction line that'll tell you if coming in from the north, if coming in from the south, if coming in from the west or the east, and you know which way you're going to be coming in from, you know, by looking at your atlas. And you can follow those directions, those final directions, into that shipper or receiver. Along with that, make sure you get the latest weather report, not only for where you're at now, but for where you're going to be ending up at. You know, if you're driving across 2-3 states before the day is done, you know, the weather could be totally different, especially, you know, from where you're at now versus where you're going to be. You know, especially if there's mountains involved, or you just don't know. But do your due diligence and check the weather report. Secondly, make sure you do a good PTI. PTI is pre-trip inspection on your truck and trailer. Now, you may have gone around and did a good PTI to close the day out the day before or the night before, but you still need to go over it the following morning before you pull out. Now, if you did a good PTI to close your day out yesterday, you know, you're still going to need to do at least a good walk around. And when you do that walk around, make sure, of course, nobody played games and pulled your pins, but pay special. When I say pull your pins, I'm talking about pull your fifth wheel or pull your trailer pin. But, you know, do your little walk around. Pay special attention to your lights and your tires. Overnight, a light may have burned out. Or from yesterday to today, or from last night to today, you may have had a nail in that tire or a slow leak in that tire that, yeah, it was full yesterday. The tire was aired up, but today it's not. And unless you physically check it, you're not going to know. And you don't want to be starting rolling down the highway with a burned out light or two, or with a tire that's half inflated that you didn't check, and that tire ends up blowing on you on the road. You know, now you got two issues. You know, a tire blown on the road was going to knock you behind, or if you're pulled into a chicken house, you know, weigh station to get checked, and you got a couple burned out lights, Now, if you got a prick for somebody there, they're going to rate you up for it. And what goes hand in hand with that is before you pull out and start your day, make sure you're latched on to the correct trailer and also check to make sure you have the right paperwork. You know, if you run into the office or run where you happen to be yet to pick up your load, check the paperwork. Before you latch onto that trailer, make sure that the trailer number on those bills or on that paperwork matches with the trailer you're latching onto. You know, nothing's worse than getting 100 miles, 200 miles down the road and finding out that you got the wrong trailer or you got the wrong bills or paperwork for that load. And even worse is if you get all the way to the final destination and find out that you latched onto the wrong trailer or don't have the correct paperwork. You know, so always double check yourself. Don't take anything for granted. Number 3, use Google Map satellite view, you know, to help you out. This goes hand in hand with number 1 with regard to calling ahead for final directions into that shipper or receiver. By using Google Map satellite view, it actually gives you a bird's eye view of where you're going to end up at, where your final destination is, and you can blow it up. You know, so if that automated direction line, or if you spoke to a real person and they gave you directions in, you can look at that Google Map, satellite view, and follow along with the directions they gave you, and familiarize yourself with it, so it kind of locks in visually, help you out big time. Okay. Number 4, download and install the Trucker Path app. Now, you can get the Trucker Path app either at truckerpath.com or the Google Play Store, or if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can get it at the Apple Play Store. But anyway, the Trucker Path app will allow you to check ahead on available parking. You know, it'll tell you what is available to save yourself time from running here, running there, you know, trying to find an available trucking spot. And a good thing is it not only will check and let you know about available parking spots at truck stops, but also at pickle parks, that's rest areas, or at hotels. And it'll also list any amenities that are available at that location where you're going to be parking at with regard to, do they offer fuel? Is there a scale on site? Do they have food services? Is there an ATM on site? Do they have an on-site garage in case you need any work done, any lights or whatnot? Number 5, end your day with no loose ends. What I mean by loose ends is if you need fuel, you know, for tomorrow, get it today before you know, if you need to complete paperwork on the load or whatever you did today, complete the paperwork. Anything that you can do today so you don't have to do it tomorrow and knock you behind tomorrow, you know, is a good thing. You know, it'll save you time. You know, you don't want to wake up tomorrow, you know, and you find, you know, I mean, realize, oh shit, I was supposed to swap trailers and get my paperwork for that new load. And, oh, I should have fueled up. Oh, you know, whatever. You know, whatever you can do today to save yourself time that you may need for tomorrow. All right, my friends. Once again, please like, subscribe, leave me any comments below. And I'd really appreciate it. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.